Ray Kerins, why was Pfizer marketing an arthritis drug as a painkiller for surgical treatments?
Let me be very clear. We absolutely regret the actions that have taken in the past. Off-marketing promotions is something that we do not accept, regardless of the product. When the FDA indicates, or frankly any regulatory authority indicates its usage, that is what we are focused on, and making sure that patients and physicians are well aware of what the drugs are used for. So, you know, we seriously regret the actions of the past year, but we are focused on looking at what can we learn from the situation and make sure we're a stronger company going forward.
Because the Department of Justice says that you illegally promoted 4 drugs. What were the reasons for that?
You know, as I said, this is what's really important is we have, this is an agreement that we've previously disclosed back in January this past year that we made with the Department of Justice for $2.3 billion settlement. It primarily focuses on one drug, which you indicated there before, which drug is known as Bextra. And what Pfizer has done here today, in essence, it allows us to come to final closure of significant legal matters that we are now are happy to say are in the past, but more importantly allows us to focus on what we do best, which is, you know, Pfizer is a global company, in fact, with a pretty significant presence in Australia, which is very important to us. And our focus is on discovering and developing and delivering life-saving and innovative medicines to patients and physicians.
Was anyone hurt as a result of your practices?
If you had a chance to listen to the transcript of today's Department of Justice press conference, you'll note that they indicated that there were actually were not, this was not for safety concerns, this settlement, but rather for promotional practices, which, as I, you know, as I said, are something that we just do not accept. And in fact, we have put in place a number of different policies and procedures, which includes having a chief compliance officer reporting directly to the CEO. And everybody, including myself, by the way, has to now go through certain compliance training on an annualized basis. So to answer your question, the answer is this was not about safety, but more rather about promotional practices. Again, we just do not accept as a company.
Now, the civil settlement also resolved allegations that you paid kickbacks to healthcare providers. They're very serious allegations, aren't they?
Well, you know, you have to take this entire matter very seriously. And I think, if nothing else, that is something that is very important to us, the message to get out to people who know and trust this wonderful global company. I mean, Pfizer is a very, very strong organization that for the last few years has done everything we can to transform ourselves into an organization where myself and the 80,000 other employees around the world can be proud of a company we can come to work. These allegations and the things that we settled have to do with practices that did take place much earlier in this decade, back in late 90s and through the early 2000s. And, you know, here we are in 2009, and I just want to say that, you know, we are trying very hard to make sure, and we are dedicated to holding ourselves to the highest ethical practices.
Well, do you feel proud as an employee of Pfizer?
Personally, the answer is absolutely yes, and I thank you for allowing me the moment to answer that question, because, you know, Pfizer as a company is looking at some of the most challenging disease areas in the world. In fact, cancer and Alzheimer's, and others, and cancer alone, we spent over 20% of a very large R&D budget looking for better ways to bring life-saving medicines to cancer patients. I mean, who couldn't be proud of a company that does that on a daily basis? I mean, we have scientists that spend their entire careers looking for answers to very difficult questions on very difficult areas of diseases. And so, look, this situation is unfortunate. We regret it. But we need to focus on what Pfizer has done for the last 150 years, and that is, you know, develop and discover and deliver life-saving medicine. So for that, yes, I'm very proud to come to work on a daily basis for this good company.
But these are criminal fines that you're facing. That is a checkered corporate record, isn't it?
As I said, the allegations and the challenges that we have faced on this particular settlement are practices that took place before my time. I've been here a number of years, but these are practices that took place before my time. So I can tell you with absolute assurance that we are dedicated to making sure that we hold the highest possible ethical practices as a company, and we do things that are best and what's right for patients and physicians, because at the end of the day, that's where our focus needs to be. As far as the specific settlement of today, we've made our intentions clear to learn from this situation and move ourselves forward. I don't want to sit here and, you know, try and make excuses for the past. It is what it is. But we are learning from it, and we're trying to do our best as a good company, as a good corporate citizen, to make sure that we're focused on what's most important, and that's, medicine, bringing good medicines to the market.
Now, this isn't the only lawsuit you've had to settle. You reached a $75 million settlement with Nigeria over drug trials that led to the deaths of 11 children. So that is a checkered corporate record, isn't it?
Well, as we said from the beginning, when it came to the Trovan issue we had in Nigeria, we believed then and we do believe now that we held ourselves to the highest ethical standards. And if you look at any comment that we have made as a company, we feel very strongly. At the same time, that particular incident has been going on for over 11 years, and at some point, you have to put it behind you. So we're very pleased with the agreement that we came to with the governor of Nigeria, because it allows us to, again, move on beyond that. But that's 11 years of discussion that we need to make sure that we focus on what is most important. In fact, including in Nigeria, is that Pfizer does what Pfizer does best, which is medicine.
Later in the year, Pfizer is planning to merge with Wyeth. You'll be the world's biggest drug company with around 40% of prescription drug production. How are you going to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
The end of Q3 or early Q4 of this year, we hope to complete the proposed pending acquisition of Wyeth. We're obviously very excited because of the synergies that brings to our company. I mean, we're a leader in primary care. They're a significant leader in vaccines and specialty care. So there's a lot of synergies that actually work quite well for us. What we are doing, and part of the agreement with the Department of Justice, was to ensure that our practices and policies in place that we do have for compliance are carried out to the fullest. And so one of the things that is required from our agreement, which, again, by the way, exceeds all federal laws. I mean, our agreement that we reached and that we voluntarily agreed to exceeds all current federal regulations that we have in the United States. Well, one of the things that's going to be important to us is the ability to then report back to you on the annual basis back to the Department of Justice our progress. So they'll be watching us, watching our progress. And again, it's important to have a very strong corporate compliance programs in place. And we have voluntarily signed up to make sure that ours are the most stringent that there are. It's up to us to make sure that this is done the right way. We do have now a chief compliance officer that reports directly to our CEO, Jeff Kindler, who has been a leader in the industry in ensuring that we do have the strongest compliance and transparency programs in place.